Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear! Pinch punch, first of spring! It's springing and punch. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I am, as always, Crosby Roasty Matthew. And welcome to another episode of Flatshare Slam Down.
Flatshare Slam Down, the podcast that keeps on giving, unless you're a patron, in which it keeps taking your money from your account.
We do want to encourage you to give us our money.
But we give you words into your ear canal and, oh, this week, have we got some words for you? We have indeed. In fact, for the first time, this is a first for us. Listener dear.
I'd love to know what this is. I'm really excited to hear the end of this sentence.
Listener dear, you're about to listen to an already award-nominated episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slam Down. That's never happened before.
This was part of the wonderful Leicester Comedy Festival. So imagine... Picture, as you're listening to this, you imagine you're in Leicester.
Yeah. Leicester, we forget that we're in the East Midlands.
Yes. If you enjoy that sort of wordplay, that's the reason you've been listening to this podcast since 2011.
Award-nominated.
But yeah, it got nominated as Best Podcast at the Leicester Comedy Festival. At the moment, we haven't yet found out the results. I think they're announced later in the month, but... Fingers crossed.
Well, this is the stage we normally stumble at. Let's be honest with the listener, dears. This is the classic Pappy's stage. We get high on the hog on the nom. We're very comfortable with the nom, and then
love a nom,
and then it slips away. But you know, always the nom.
That's the spirit, mate. That's it.
Always the nom.
How are you melancholy about an award nomination already? The ceremony's not even happened yet.
I'm very philosophical about it.
The Golden Globes were last night. You didn't win one of those. You can be melancholy about that.
Crucially, we didn't get nommed. That's what I'm saying is we're very comfortable with the noms, and then we rarely get the award. To the point where we get the award, it always feels quite uncomfortable.
That's the problem, isn't it?
The few times we've won, it's not sat right. But the noms...
I've loved it. I'll be all about it.
Give me a nom.
If there is a public vote, vote for us.
No, give me a nom. Give me a nom over a win any day.
Wow.
Because the nom says, you're up there, we like it. But,
Tom,
don't
are you
go
just
mad.
Choosing to like the thing that happens more often?
That's happiness, isn't it? Reconciliation. Yeah. That's the key to happiness in life. Anyway, let's not go down that rabbit hole. We've been nominated for the award, partly because of our fantastic, fantastic guests who are on the episode this week.
Yes.
We've got the brilliant Angela Barnes and Carrie-Anne Lloyd. But we're doing another recording soon with equally fantastic guests. And here to tell you all about that is little Matthew Crosby.
Hello. Hello there, guys. Hey, hello and welcome to this, the promo part of the show. So basically, we're doing another one. We've been doing these flat slams over Zoom. As you know, you're about to listen to one. They're a hell of a lot of fun. You can watch them at home. All you do is you buy a ticket, we send you a link, and you watch it in the comfort of your own home on your laptop, on YouTube, or whatever system you... it's got to be YouTube, but it can be any system you like. Project it onto the big screen. Is anyone doing that? I'd love to see that if people project it onto a big screen. I think it deserves to be seen on the big screen. Project it onto the outside of your house and get all your neighbours around.
Yeah. Are you part of Led by Donkeys? If so, let's get it on the town hall. Let's all have a look.
For goodness sake, come on, you guys.
This is what we're talking about. Yes, I mean, you know, the things are being relaxed, aren't they? What will have been relaxed by the time it gets to March 25th, which is when the next flat slam.
My arsehole.
I mean, I don't know if it can get any more relaxed than it already is, mate. Good luck. By the way, if you are hoping to go to the grand opening, that is going to be on March 26th, luckily enough. But March 25th is the day we're going to be doing it over Zoom. So go to eventbrite.co.uk for your ticket. Search for Pappy's Flat Share or look at the show notes in this very show. Tickets are £5. They are free if you work for the NHS. If you're part of the Patreon, they are £4. And the guests are the brilliant Susie Ruffle and the phenomenal Rachel Paris. Two of our absolute favourites. Two returning guests once again. So I'm really excited to have them back. And it should be fun.
Should be fun. Come on board. Get in touch.
Come on board. Guys, I cannot stress this enough. Come on board and get in touch.
Come on board and get in touch to tell us you're on board. Otherwise, you might scare us when we're going to the loo at night.
Do you know come on board and get in touch is the opening line of the movie Captain Phillips? And he really regretted saying that. He really does. Because come on board they did and get in touch. Well, you know what they said. They're the captains now. It's Hanks on the phone going, yep, come on board, get in touch. Oh, why did I say that? It's like saying, it's like calling a teacher mum. Oh, plays right into their hands.
Enjoy the episode and stay tuned on the other side for more chat from us.
Okay, sure. We don't have to, but why not? Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll have a bit more on the other side. Why not? But otherwise, have fun.
Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it? You lovely bastard.
You are a lovely bastard.
You are a lovely bastard,
actually. Do you honestly think so?
No, I really mean that, actually.
Because
I
think at this stage in lockdown, I need a little pick-me-up, and that's all it took. I feel I'm on top of the world now. Thank you so much.
You're my little pick-me-up.
Bloody hell. Oh, Clarky gives with one hand and takes away with the other. He calls me little prick. I mean, come on, Clarky. Queensbury rules, love.
Pick-me-up.
Be around and then let all these people into our flat. Right, listen, one of you two, Tom and Ben, you big pricks, needs to make the bed.
Oh, mate, I'm not going to make the bed. I don't have the requisite carpentry skills.
It works! It does work!
IKEA. Harry, what about you?
I'm not going to do it because I had a terrible encounter with a bed once. I got a part in a show that was being directed by the Greek guy from Dragon's Den, and it was alongside Leslie Grantham playing his character from EastEnders.
Okay.
And I was supposed to be playing the pillow, but I messed it up. It was an important part for me. It was a part I thought it was going to be really good, but I was there, and then Leslie Grantham arrived playing his character from EastEnders. Anyway, the Greek guy from Dragon's Den, he was furious. He was the director. He sacked me on the spot. Basically, there were Den in the bed. Theo Pathetus said, roll over.
Wait. Harry, I've got to ask you a question here. So what you're playing on there is there were 10 in the bed and the little one said, and you're saying Theo Pathetus is an adequate substitute for the little one. This is
listen.
I feel like we should end the show now. We've carried out an Angela's time here.
We've peaked is what we've done. No, it's not going to get any better. That's the thing.
My 4-year-old constantly changes the words to just poo. So the wheels on the bus go poo, poo, poo. And I feel like that is at the level of the
If anything, in fact, is your 4-year-old after a job? Because I could.
I'll get her up. Yeah.
Get some Theo punch up my script.
Right. Little poo, how I wonder what you poo. There you go. Next show, next recording, Tom.
If you're enjoying that, that's pretty much the rest of the show. Listen, there's only one way to settle this, guys. Can I tell you now? And for that reason, I'm out. There's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a
Flash Slam Down.
We're in a flat.
Flash Slam Down.
And we're sharing with our mate.
Flash Slam Down.
Someone's going to slow it down.
Flash Slam Down.
Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says bed, shoulders, knees and toes, bed, shoulders, knees and toes, and eiderdown, duvet and pillows, bed, shoulders, knees and toes. Welcome to Griefcast. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby. Let's meet my happy bedfellows. It's Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Oi,
oi, oi, guys.
Good morning. We call it Griefcast because we're morning over our careers.
Who are we remembering today? Tom's sense of humour. When did it go, Tom? And how was that? How did people react when they realised it just had gone? It must have been so hard.
I think we were losing them. We were losing it for a long time. It was kind of when it went. It was a relief in the end. It was a relief.
I can understand anticipatory grief. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, they were just out of their misery. Do you know
what I mean? Well, Tom, now you can't make the bed on your own, Tom and Ben. But who are the hospital tuckers that you've brought along this week? Tom, you've already had a little conversation, so let's do an intro proper. Who have you got with
Great.
You this week?
Well, I missed the briefing meeting making pancakes, so can I just confirm that which one's my teammate?
Carrie, yes. How is your teammate?
Well, let me tell you something.
Alive.
Oh, I know her. Yeah. Oh, good. Great. Great girl. Great girl.
Thank like, Christ, it's not that other one.
I mean, I know it's a girl.
I did need to tell you, Carrie. I do need to tell you, right, whenever we have meetings about this podcast, I always end up saying, we can get some really like big guests in, like just to expand our audience. And you're always my go-to guest to reference. I always go, we could get Carrie Adloyd. And after one meeting, Crosby had to say, what's one side to say? Look, Carrie Ad's a great guest, but I don't think she's quite that wow name that I think you think she is.
Wait, that is not what I said.
I thought you were big, but then Matt confirmed you weren't. So like that's like a neg. I think you started with negging me.
I'll tell you what actually happened here, Carrie Ad, is what really happened is I said he kept going, yeah, we could try and get Carrie Ad Lloyd, and I'm like, yeah, Carrie Ad is our friend who we could text
yeah,
at any
text
minute.
Just text me. I don't.
She's our, I'm not saying you're not a big name. You're of course big names and wonderful names, but I'm just saying you are to us somebody whose number we have, you know.
Yeah, that's why I was like, Tom kept saying it, and the irony is Matt texts me to say, are you free? Tom was too busy.
Too intimidated.
He was too stuck. Didn't even know he was on your team. Couldn't even bring himself to make sure that he knew the big guest was here.
I wouldn't dare contact an A-lister without going through their agent, Carrie Ad. I'm a very professional person in that respect.
Thank you. And I'm glad that Matt used WhatsApp to contact me. Thank you.
Yes.
Please welcome a guest who once danced so well
she
made my head bleed. It's Carrie Ad Lloyd, everybody.
I did. I've forgotten the head bleeding.
Yeah. Do you want to very quickly talk about the head bleeding and then we'll crack on with the show proper? we don't have to if you don't want to.
No. I danced. Tom's head bled. That's all you need to know. Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
The dancing
end of
was
story.
So good. There
the
was
dancing
a cut
was
there
so
already.
Good that it opened up an there. Old wound. Yeah. Yeah.
I can open up Tom's old wounds, put it that way.
Oh, my God.
With my A-lister skills. I think that's why Tom thinks I'm an A-lister, because I once made his head bleed.
No one else has done it.
No, it's true. Take that.
I've done it, of course. Yeah. if you saw that circus tour, it really was out of this world. When Mark Owen sang Shine, honestly, Parry was bleeding out of every orifice. He had the stigmata. It was unbelievable. He had to be escorted out of the building. It was upsetting some of the true fans. So Carrie Ad, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for finally asking such a big name. Once you realised I wasn't big, London. Thank you.
I couldn't believe it. You do have the wow factor. Even over WhatsApp, you've got that wow factor. What's your what kind of a flatmate are you? Are you a good flatmate? What's your flatmate setup at the moment?
Oh, well, so I live with my husband and two children, so it's not really it is flatmates, except if my children were flatmates, I would have asked them to move out now because their behaviour is unacceptable. It's unacceptable to shit and make me clear it up as a flatmate. That would be a beef that you'd have to deal with. If they were like, oh, my flatmate shits in their pants and then they make me wipe themselves. You'd be like, get out. That's what my baby does and that's fine. But before that, when I was a flatmate, I was a good flatmate. I'm very clean and I have anxiety and I like cleaning to deal with it. So I'm someone who like 2 a.m, the whole kitchen is like bleached and done and you just come down hungover and you're like, oh, this is nice. I'm like, I'm
It's like the elves and the shoemaker. Mm. It's like that, but with, you know,
without the shoes.
Without the shoes and really intense anxiety, yeah. But
so I think I'm a good flatmate, but maybe some of my flatmates would be like, yeah, she was a bit intense. But it was clean. It was always very, very clean. I enjoy cleaning. How really, like, enjoy it.
How are you maintaining cleanliness with two kids? Because that can be a sort of never-ending task, can't it?
Yeah, the baby is just disgusting. Like, we love him so much. He's so great, but he's really reached that, like, point where he'd had sausage for dinner, and it was like, right, pudding time, banana yogurt. Lovely. And then I was giving him banana yogurt. Oh, it's good, you haven't done it. And he just picked up more sausage and ate it, and then ate banana yogurt. And I thought, who are you?
Like,
what is this? This is gross. But I didn't say that I'm a good flatmate. So I was like,
he's a
nice
culinary pioneer. He's a culinary
Heston,
pioneer.
Heston,
yeah.
Sausage absolutely. And banana yogurt. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He just grabs it all. And also, he likes to eat crumbs off the floor.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Come on. The 10-second rule.
10-day rule.
Yeah, 10-day rule is what it's coming down to. And because he's our second, it's just like, if there's any, with the first, you're like, oh my God, what's wrong? What are they eating? Second, you're like, what is it? Is he all right? Oh, he spat it out. It's fine. Like, he just spits out a raisin. And I'm like, that'll be all right. It's fine. He survived it. He figured it out. Figured out I shouldn't eat it. So, yeah, it's just very messy. But don't worry, I've still got anxiety. So I still clean up around them to an unnecessary degree.
Are you still, you know, up at 2 a.m. still?
No, I'm not up at 2 a.m, but I do unnecessarily clean.
When you've got a kid, like 9 p.m. becomes 2 a.m.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you said 2 a.m, I was like, well, 10, Matt, which is way past when I should be. Or more, it's like I should be working. So it's like they go to bed, I should work. But instead I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? Mop that floor. Oh, yeah, I'm going to mop that floor. That's going to solve all the problems of lockdown, pandemic, and two children in a flat. Yeah,
I don't mop the floors because that's where Cleo does most of her best eating. I just go for it like a little Roomba. Off you go, mates. There you go. Okay. There's some
peas
under.
That's why I mop them, Matt, because he's eating on the floor.
Well, you know, it's different parenting styles, yeah. Really, isn't it?
It's
different. You know.
It's whatever works.
There's no right or wrong. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Carriad Clarkey. Who have you brought with you this week?
I have brought my hairstylist.
By the way, you need to check because it's Angela, by the way, just in case.
I bought my hairstylist, Angela
Barnes.
Hello,
oh, yay! Definitely not an A-lister. You didn't want me, but I'm here anyway. Yay! I had to beg to come on this show. Jesus Christ!
Old back
of
Barnsley.
That's what they call me.
Angela, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's great to have you here. You must be intimidated to be on with Carriad, but let's try and put that out of your
mind. I genuinely am.
Try and put that out of your mind for a second and just treat her like a normal human being. What kind of a flatmate are you? What's your flatmate setup?
Well, I live with my fiancé. That's such a shit word, isn't it? But he is my fiancé. We got engaged in week one of lockdown, of the first lockdown, which is brave, I think, is the... Well, I don't know. We've just had to stay pissed for a year until he realises what he's done.
That's great. It's a great way to do
lockdown.
Yeah,
so it's just us and a cockapoo. So it's, you know... Tina Belcher, the cockapoo. There she is. She's not impressed.
She's beautiful, Angela.
Oh my God. I made her a pancake today.
How old's Tina?
She was two on... She was born on Christmas Day. So she was two on Christmas Day.
She's an angel.
It's too much, isn't it? It's just
She's
too fucking much.
On Christmas Day, do you do like a kind of nativity scene where you put her in a little manger and dress up as Mary and Joseph? Because come on.
You have to bear in mind that we don't have children, but we genuinely have... Christmas Day doesn't start... until midday. It's Tina's birthday, because you know it's hard for kids when they're born on Christmas Day to feel left out, so we make sure she gets her moment.
And does she get separate gifts? Does she get Christmas and
yeah, we're not animals
gifts.
Of course she does. Yeah, but we're not. That's the crucial point.
She's like, why are they making such a fuss about these two things? I'm an animal. Be fine.
So I guess you assumed at the start of lockdown, well, you know, we'll get married in a couple of months' time because...
Yeah, well, we're supposed to be getting married on the 4th of September, but we'll see.
Good luck.
Who knows? Just give me a vaccine, please. I'll have any of them. Good. Just give me one so I can get married.
I mean, you're asking the wrong people. We just
are you not in charge? Why am I here?
I could have a stab at...
Shit.
A-listers. The A-listers have already had them.
They get the Church of Scientology sorts them out.
If you want a British Podcast Award, guys, that you're in a vulnerable group.
Wow. We wouldn't know.
What about a loaded laughter for Best Podcast?
I was going to say. A loaded laughter from 2010.
It was never forget.
I think if you've got a loaded laughter, then you're definitely in a vulnerable group.
Yeah. But that was during the first smallpox pandemic, so we were. It was for the Russian flu.
Well, listen, we've met our guests. Let's find out now who's going to be showing up and who's going to be turning down as we play round one.
I am still awake, 'cause I can hear you breathing. Sounds like a pig when you are sleeping. It leaves me staring at the ceiling. I have to spend my night listening to your grunting. Wide awake at 5 o'clock in the morning. I just wanna be asleep where I could be top monkey. I just wanna close my eyes. I just wanna fall asleep, but you're a snorer, baby, and I don't wanna hear a thing. 'Cause even when I'm drifting off, you snore before I do a cough, and you wake me, baby. And I don't want to hear a thing.
Oh, lovely stuff. I really, really enjoyed that. That was amazing. This round is called Duvet Know It's Bedtime. I have clumsily reworded the classic Band-Aid song to be all about beddy buys. So I would like Tom and Angela to perform this new version, taking a line each and impersonating a different celeb for each line. Okay? So Ben, you're going to have to guess the five celebrities that Angela is impersonating. Carrie, you are guessing Tom's five. Okay. So I've sent you through the words there to this reworked version of the Band-Aid classic.
Oh, wow. Hey, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Can I just, a little caveat, accent's not my thing. I'm not meaning to be racist. Can I just say that?
Don't worry. We put out a caveat before the start of every episode saying that. Just, so don't worry.
Excellent.
You're covered by that. Doesn't mean to be racist. Okay.
We've got a catch-all announcement.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
Blimey, Charlie. Okay.
All right.
Right.
If you'd like to start, Angela.
So I'm starting, okay.
Yes, please.
Right, okay. It's my bedtime. I sound like Kermit. It's my bedtime. Up the stairs without delay.
At my bedtime, I turn off lights and I lower shades.
Read a bedtime story. I've forgotten the tune. And drink a glass of milk.
And slip under my sheets of finest silk.
My teddy bear is lying next to me.
The loo is just down the hall. If I need a wee.
Okay, this is where it might get racist. All my accents sound Italian, sorry. Outside my bedroom window, as dark as it can be, my wife.
And I'm scared to shut my eyes in case Freddy Krueger murders me.
Abagora, I'm warm under the covers, but outside it's hail and sleet. I mean...
Pretty good. Oh, Harry's going to get a prop for this one. He's gone for the shades.
What a night, thank God I've got some rubber sheets.
Oh my God, amazing. Oh my God. Really, really, really good.
Wow.
Really, really good. Okay. So
my God, that's intense.
It's really hard. Oh,
it's a real rush.
I mean, you wouldn't believe how hard it is just to listen to it.
Yes, strong, painful, strong. I need a grief cast now to recover from what I just lost.
Shall we do a whole debrief episode on your podcast? Catharsis, we need it. We need closure.
Look, we're not getting on the podcast, Crosby. Stop trying, mate.
Come on, we need it. We need this. We need to be on our A-list podcast.
It's A-listers. It's A-listers only. You need to have written a book about something really depressing. And then you can come on.
I did a show about a dead dad and I can't get on it. What chance do you
have? This is it.
And did you come on the show? I did not know that.
What? I can't believe it.
I'm in. Yes.
Martin just accept us.
I had no idea.
We've done loads of gigs where we've died on stage. Does that count? Yeah.
I've seen Crosby die loads of times.
Angela, call me. That's
I will.
I didn't know that.
Yay! Cool. I mean, look at me sounding pleased that my dad's dead.
You need to come to my podcast. That's
suddenly, it was all working.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to like take over. But you know what it's like? A-listers get chatting.
Unbelievable.
It was like Ray Norton there for a second.
It was. Now, you know what it's
now,
like.
Now, let's start with Clarky. Clarky. Angela did 5 impersonations. Would you like to hazard a guess at any
That's
of the 5?
That's a strong word, think, isn't it? Impersonation.
I would like to say, okay.
I want to throw Borat into the mix.
Borat is correct, yes.
And I'm out.
Wow. Oh man.
Well, are you sure there's no one else you can get?
Go
from that?
Talk us through them.
Yeah, can we just
they felt Clark, like yeah. They did feel like good impressions, yeah. But the problem is I'm not very good with celebrities as it is.
Okay.
And also with singing,
I mean, this is the problem. They're all A-listers, and only Carriad will know them
because they're all in the little black book.
Four of them, Carriad Lloyd.
the problem I had was the song. The song was just so enjoyable.
Well, yeah, the song was enjoyable.
Can we
they're A-listers, I was wrong. I thought one was Dot Cotton, and I was like,
yes!
Dot Cotton is correct,
yes!
Yeah. The first one was
Come
Dot
on!
Cotton.
Now, I saw
A-list, sorry.
Jim Brown is a legend.
I thought you meant like Hollywood. That's why I was like,
No, they're not Hollywood.
Okay, I was right about Dot Cotton. There you go.
Dot Cotton, that's a point to carry out, a point to Clarky.
I feel vindicated.
The character of Dot Cotton passed away, didn't she?
Yes.
Did she?
When I watched it, I was deeply affected by it.
And it really... She just quoted Dylan Thomas. Do you remember that? It was
I'd love to be able to talk to you about it, Carriad, at some point. Process how I felt for Dot Cotton.
Tom has been on the show. Tom did a live episode recently.
Oh my God, what?
Tom did it not that long ago.
He didn't think to invite you to his podcast.
No.
Honestly, guys, it was an absolute lol fest. I roofed it. It was great. Absolutely hilarious.
It was one of the funniest stories about poo and death I've ever heard. Worth listening to Griefcast episode. Maybe
unbelievable. She's a pro. She knows how to work the angles, doesn't she?
Anyway, Dot Cotton I got.
So you got Dot Cotton. Clarky got Borat. Harry, do you think you could steal any of it? You were prepping your own impersonation.
Was Pavarotti your Italian person?
I think that was Borat.
That was Borat. Okay, Carriad.
Yes, I'm dear, man.
It's not Welsh.
We're none of us equipped for this.
Carriad, it's your turn to see if you can get. You've got one of Angela's right. Could you get any of Tom's right?
Now, as a little tip, when you're guessing, they were all really good.
Yeah, they were really good.
Was the first one Robert De Niro?
Yes,
it was Robert De Niro.
I don't really remember the second one, but your voice was very smooth.
Thank you.
Yeah, very smooth. Yeah, sure.
Was it?
It was very smooth.
There was like a thing where you turned to give me a clue, but did not understand.
Yes, that was good. That was good.
Oh, the loo is just down the hall. If I need
a wee. Oh, is it Tom Jones?
It's Tom Jones.
Tom Jones, of course it is. Point to Angela there. Lovely.
Point to Angela. Well, I'm so sorry, but it was the lack of Welsh accent, I think, that threw me.
Very rare for me.
The only person that doesn't sound Welsh.
Yeah, then what was the ones after that? I can't. I was a massive fan
and
of
I'm boys. Scared. I'm scared to shut my eyes in case Freddy Krueger murders me.
It was Kermit the Frog.
It's not. It's not.
I was
going to
say one of them a Muppet, but I was like, yes. No way. Why am I thinking that? Sorry, I doubted you.
Trust your instincts.
And the last
my
one,
my Doc Cotty sounded like Kermit
as
well.
I thought it was Truman Capote.
God. That'd be tough. If Crosby was lobbing that in, give us your best Truman Capote.
It was a very good Truman Capote.
It was, off you go, yeah. Toby Jones.
I think the jacket's doing most of the work on Truman Capote there. And the last one that he grabbed the shades for, any idea what it was?
Well, tonight, thank God I've got some rubber sheets.
I'll give you a clue.
Does he, Danny DeVito in Twins? Because the jacket and the sunglasses are doing that for me.
Listen, the jacket was already the jacket.
Strange,
can't be part
strange
of the
that
impression.
You went to DeVito out of those two characters.
Oh, I don't know. It does sound. It did sound familiar, but I can't think who.
Is it Stevie Wonder?
It's not Stevie Wonder. God, no,
it would have been a very bold decision.
Clarkie, can you seal?
Surely it was Bono.
It was Bono. It was Bono himself.
I was
going to say
Bono.
Who sung
Bono
the line
Stevie
in the
Wonder
song.
And I went, oh,
because Bono's from the original song. So I thought, oh, it won't be Bono.
Well, it's a classic Crosby subversion at the death. You see, that's what you get when you book Crosby.
Can we?
A lovely little subversion at the end.
How did they ever book me for my own podcast? I'll never know. that's it. I'm not even an A-lister within this podcast. Parry, give us the sheets of finest silk again, so we'll see if we can all work that one out.
And slip under the sheets of finest silk.
Any idea who that's supposed to be?
That was Tom Parry giving a lecture.
Clarkie?
Oh, no, go on.
Oh, no, it should... Carrie, how do you go first?
Well, do you remember Gary Rhodes, the chef? he used to always go, and season the salt. Really sinister.
Imagine if the list was to Gary Rhodes and Truman Capote. Imagine if that's what Crosby had thrown at me.
I've done more obscure in the past.
That's true, actually.
Was it Tony Blair?
It was Tony Blair.
It was
Tony Blair.
It was the hands.
But you didn't do that.
Yeah, he did.
They had to be like that.
Angela, we've got a couple more of yours. Now, we got your Doc Cotton. Your second one. Can you give us that again? Because we'd love to.
I'll try. Yeah. Read a bedtime story and drink a glass of milk.
David Attenborough.
It is Attenborough. Yeah. It's Attenborough.
Oh, get in.
And then the penultimate one.
My teddy bear is lying next to me.
The Queen.
And then finally.
Oh, we got right. No. I'm warm under the coat. No, I can't.
Bono!
Right, you got the right country.
Mrs. Doyle.
The Edge!
No? No, Mrs. Doyle's closer.
Mary Robinson.
Mrs. Brown of Mrs. Brown's Boys. Of course it is.
Oh, that's hard.
Sorry, guys.
That is tough. That is very tough.
Being a girl doing a man doing a woman was just a...
It was a bridge too far for Barnsley. It was a tough one. It was a tough one, Barnsley. But you know what? You rose to the challenge. It was really, really impressive. Now, I've taken a hatchet on this next part of the round to the song Perfect Day and renamed it Duvet Day. I would like Cariad and Ben to perform it as five different celebs each. Tom, you're guessing Cariad. Angela, you're guessing Ben's.
Okay.
Duvet Day. Here we go.
To think.
Need a duvet day.
Three bottles of wine last night.
I thought I would be all right, but I'm fucked.
Just a duvet day.
Can't be asked to go to work. That's very
bad. That's bad. I enjoyed it.
Just lay here all day and jerk myself off.
Oh, it's just a duvet day. TV and Deliveroo.
Low swimming and Lorraine.
But you've done that one. You've already done that one, Clarky.
They're very distinct, actually.
Clarky, are all of yours Doc Watson?
Oh, 5 points to Barry.
Right,
more.
Sorry.
No, keep going, because I was enjoying that.
Burning through my Netflix queue.
Oh my God, my head started bleeding again.
Burning through my Netflix queue.
Oh, wow. Fantastic work. Okay, so we'll throw it over to Angela and to Tom. Angela, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Do you think you could get any of the impressions there that Clarkie was doing? Do any names leap out immediately?
The only names from Clarkie, I've written them down. Okay. I've got Father Christmas.
Is correct.
Yes!
Mate.
I've got Woody Allen.
Wasn't no, Woody no, Allen, I'm
you think
afraid.
Of Crosby, Crosby was doing the Woody Allen impression.
All the worst bits.
Oh, I've got just Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke was all of them either, no.
Oh,
and
no.
I've got Michael Ball.
Legend, oh, boy. Michael Ball. He's a real A-lister.
I mean, I love Michael
and
Ball.
The first one he did, I thought was, do you remember those old Creature Comfort adverts for gas? I thought he was the turtle.
The Aardman animation.
Do you remember
ones?
The Aardman animation, the turtle with a really wide face?
The mouth, I think it's
a good... So is he Gromit
match.
Or Wallace? Are you Wallace from Wallace and Gromit?
He's not a clay man.
I'm not a clay man.
Okay.
He's not a clay man.
Jazz from Morph?
He's also no. not a laylister.
we'll go through Clarkie's in a second because I thought I got one there and I was like, oh, it's that. And then I realised I've written down the ones they're supposed to be and that's not on the list.
It's not
so
that one.
I was like, oh, bloody hell, that's absolutely flawless. But anyway, we'll get to it in a second. Tom, who did you recognise there?
I'm going to answer with some confidence here. I think I've got 4 out of 5.
Oh, I love this.
Harry Ad was great at this.
Here's
Boris Johnson.
No.
Tick.
No,
Ivanka
no.
Trump.
No.
Tick. Joan Collins.
No.
Miss Piggy.
No.
Beyonce.
Character comedian no. Carrie Lloyd had her career shattered last night. In past impressionist horror, the commissioner of Radio 4 said she'd never work again.
She arrived as an A-lister, she left as a C-lister.
We're literally dragging you down to our level.
No, I'm so sorry you didn't get any of those correct, Carrie. I'm really
come
sorry.
On.
You did a
you and I have
right,
a go at some
in
of
the
Carrie
right frame.
Yes, go on. Let's have Angela.
So I've got Margaret Thatcher.
Correct.
Yes. Nice. Arnie
is correct.
Yes.
Whoa!
I've got Mickey Mouse
is correct.
Whoa!
And I've got Rihanna.
Ooh. No. Okay, that was really, really good. Let's pick through the ones we
that
haven't got.
Great.
So Clarky, your first impression. Let's see.
Okay,
this was
so
really
hard.
Good. I think this is good. When you get it, it's good.
I don't even know what. Okay. 3 bottles of wine last night.
Keir Starmer. Danny Dyer.
Granddad from Only Fools and Horses.
If you picture him telling that piece of information to John Turode, then maybe you might realise it's Greg.
Of course it is.
Greg the Egg
of
Wallace.
Of course it is.
Of course
Greg has got the same mouth as the turtle.
Yeah,
he
does.
Now you realise.
That is delicious.
Three bottles of wine last night.
Three
bottles of wine last night.
And I bet you'll regret that later. You've got to always add in something else. I bet you're sorry you picked apples. Oh, I'll see you later, John. All right. And then the contestant's like, he's still talking.
Yeah.
And John's thinking to himself, you won't see me later, mate.
No. It's so painful. Isn't that relationship painful?
Yeah, it's run its course. It's run its course.
John is making it clear. John's like, it's over. Greg's like, stay with me.
Their conversation seemed to be filmed like very intense close-up of John talking, very intense close-up of Greg talking, but they're clearly not in the same room at the same time, are they?
I don't think John allows it anymore. John's like, I'll do my singles to the camera, then I'm leaving. And Greg's like, oh, is he gonna? Yeah, he said he'd call me later. And everyone's like...
That's what... Clarkie's completely pre-recorded for this because he can't be in the same room as me and Crosby. So he's just
same
he's
Zoom,
just trying to...
Same
he just, yeah,
same
just
Zoom
syncs
chat.
Up. It just syncs up occasionally.
That's so funny, Matthew.
There you go. You see, sometimes that'll
occasional
happen.
Occasional glitch. Okay, Cariad, should we do the one that yeah. that they haven't got? Which oh yes, there's two. Yes, let's do the first one they didn't get.
It's so hard because I think I've just avoided it for so long. My face didn't even want to make this right sound. But
here we go.
Dot cotton.
Okay, hair sort of moving the hair around the head.
I can't be asked to go to work. I can't do it. I can't do his voice.
Is Carrie having a breakdown? Is she
having a breakdown?
Should we send someone around?
Because you just want to go count the votes. Can't be asked to go to work.
Trump!
It was Trump. Yes, of course.
I did say Trump.
I blocked out his voice so much that I couldn't even make his sound. It's just like my whole face went, no.
We should move on. Clarkie, what about your next one, though?
Father Christmas was got.
Just lay here all day and jerk myself
Christopher
off.
Walken?
It is Christopher Walken, Barnsley. Yes, love it.
Wow.
This is one that I thought was someone else.
We're in tune now.
Clarkie, give us this one.
Oh, okay.
Loaf women and Lorraine.
I thought it was
that's who I thought was Dick Van Dyke.
I thought it was Alan Carr.
It sounds, yeah. But it isn't. But I mean, it does sound like Alan Carr. Okay.
Loaf women and Lorraine.
That sounds more like Alan Carr than the last time you did it.
Was it Some Mothers Do Have Them?
It's not Frank Spencer, I'm afraid. It's not. It is, of course, Janet Street Porter.
Oh.
The clue was in the very line. A former loose woman herself. And then finally,
Really upset Janet Street Porter because we did a thing together and we've got similar haircuts. And she said, we could be sisters. And I went, well, mother, daughter. And she didn't talk to me for the rest of the record. Never mind.
Oh, wow.
Well, let's hear the final one from Clarkie and from Cariad. In fact, Cariad first. Let's hear Cariad first. And
because really, I should stand up. But I'm not going to do it. Burning through my Netflix queue.
Shakira.
Yes. Thank you,
Barnsley.
Yay!
And let's hear yours, Clarkie.
I found my special skill.
Yeah.
Let's hear yours, Clarkie.
Burning through my Netflix queue.
Oh, are you Heather Small?
No.
Is it Heather Small? Is
Heather
that who
Small
I mean?
And People.
He's actually also Shakira. That was right. Of course, when you hear Shakira, you've got to hear it twice. So it was real dueling Shakiras there. So from those many ropey voices, let's now speak to the man with one mellifluous one. Producer Gwyn, what are the scores at the end of that round?
The scores are Tom and Cariad have 5, but Ben and Angela have 10.
Oh my goodness.
I've let you down there, Cariad.
So Ben and Angela are in the lead, but will Tom and Cariad take this lying down? The answer lies ahead in Flat Games.
Games! Let's play together. Games! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there. Do as you're told. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold.
Gold, 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 gold. Yes, this week we are playing our version of Snakes and Ladders, which I'm calling Shakes and Adders. The rules are very simple. I'm going to give our players 1 minute, up to a minute, to grab up to 5 ingredients from their kitchen, plus a receptacle. They will then, one by one, combine the ingredients and present to the world a brand new cocktail. I'll award points for a jazzy name, flaring ability, and of course, hippie hippie shake. There is a bonus point.
Angela Barnes is sat in a cocktail bar.
She is sat literally in a bar.
This is not okay. Could be my round.
I am next to the dressing up basket.
if that's your cocktail, then that's your cocktail. All right,
listen. It doesn't have to be liquid because
I'm not going to be a stickler for that.
As
long as you can fit it into a receptacle and give it a bit of a swig.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Don't eat a tiara.
It's good advice.
It is a good
not just
point.
For this podcast, just generally. Don't eat
don't
a tiara.
Eat the tiara.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a minute to grab your 5 ingredients. Your time starts now. And while they're gone, I've been just working on a few chords. I thought I could busk a few for you there. So.
Well, I can't sit still. Ooh, the hippie hippie shake. Whoa, 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 whoa. Mm, the hippie hippie shake. Ooh, the axe in the back. Ooh, the hippie hippie shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. You do the hippie shake shake with all of your might. Whoa, baby. Whoa, hippie hippie shake. Oh, it's in the back. Ooh, the hippie hippie shake. Yeah, I can't sit still. Whoa, the hippie hippie shake. Whoa, I get my thrill. Whoa, the hippie hippie shake. Whoa, whoa, it's in the back. Oh, the hippie hippie shake.
Carrie-Anne, have you got your 5?
I'm not very good at counting. Yes, I have. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, Carrie-Anne's got her 5. Carrie-Anne, I'm going to give the bonus point to you. Congratulations.
Thanks. I'm not going to get anything otherwise.
We're going to wait for Clarky to come back. Zoom is asking me if I want to set up professional audio settings. No, listen, I know it sounded pretty good what I was doing. Listen, I know that was sounding pretty amazing, but I'm just a happy amateur. It's a hobby.
We don't want professional settings. This isn't Griefcast, is it? We're not professional.
Right, Clarky's back. Okay, so Carrie-Anne, you were first. Talk us through the ingredients of your cocktail. What have you got? And then we'll talk about what you're going to call it.
Okay, well, I've got 5, but the receptacle is also part of it.
Sure, that's fine, yeah.
So I've got, obviously, my kitchen is very near the bedroom where the baby is, so there was a limited amount of noise, so I just had to go for the first things I saw. So fruity banana.
Tropical.
Yeah. And then you want a little bit of texture, so there's an organics OT bar.
Absolutely.
A sausage.
Yeah, it's raspberry and apple. Raspberry and apple.
Lovely.
And then a little bit of another fruit. It's a cherry tomato. Every cocktail needs a little bit of love. A little love.
Ooh.
A little bit of love. And, tell me your fortune.
Oh, so you've got a cup of tea, there and a fortune cookie.
And it all goes into the Red Riding Hood. And it is love fortune, the Red Love Fortune Hood.
Okay.
Yes.
It's the name of the and obviously so you drink it and then at the end you read fortune.
That's what I call my clitoris.
The idea is that
every woman needs one.
You drink all of we still talk about Angela. You drink that and then the fortune. What do? You take then the fortune cookie out, or you cough the fortune cookie back up and read it.
You cough it back up. Shall we see what I got?
Let's find out what the fortune is.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll actually get to eat. I'm quite hungry. Today is a lucky day for those who remain cheerful and optimistic. We're in a pandemic, so that's pretty. Fuck you, fortune cookie. Cheer up. It's only lockdown 3.
I've got a good feeling about this round. As long as you can just smile, love. That's all I'm saying. just chin up, love. Come on, love. Give us a chin. Give us a cheeky little grin.
Be over by spring.
He's trying his best, love. What's the worst that could happen?
Oh, he's hard.
Could you do any better? Could you?
So that's my.
So remind us again of the name of it. It is the
Little Red Riding Hood of Love.
The Little Red Riding Hood of Love. I love that. That's superb. Harry, talk us through yours, please, if you will.
It's not gone well.
No? Okay. Well, remember the fortune cookie. Stay optimistic. Okay.
I've got a plastic two-pointer.
Okay.
It's going to be a big one.
I've got the dregs of orange juice.
Bits or no bits, please?
Yes.
No bits.
No bits. Oh, smooth. Just like you.
No bits because it was bought for a cake recipe, not to be normally drinking.
Fair enough.
Else it would have had bits in.
Sure.
I made a ganache, actually.
Ooh, how'd the ganache go?
That's what I call my nose, doesn't matter.
So you've got... Oh, the warning Savarkar's come out, of course.
Leftover from the Pappy's podcast at Christmas.
It's good. It lasts for 3 months, so you're still within.
3 months?
Orange on orange.
Okay. It's going to have a sort of extra sweet custody consistency to it. What are you putting in there as well? A bit of Captain Morgan's, is that?
Bit of dark rum.
Dark rum.
To kind of
stormy night on the sea.
Give that orange a bit of kick.
Yes.
Cup of that.
Sounds good. Cup of that.
Cup of that.
And then a dash of beer. Oh no, I don't want to put beer in there, do I?
No, it's not.
That
a dirty
looks all
point,
right, actually.
That's okay. Quit while you're ahead.
Fourth ingredient.
Oh,
an egg.
Oh,
cracking an egg in there.
I mean, you've already got some egg in there. Advocar.
Yeah, it's an eggy treat from Parry here.
Oh, that's the name.
Eggy. And you're using a little spoon there. We talked about that spoon before the record, but that is the teething spoon. So make sure that goes back in the dishwasher before you give it to your daughter. I can't stress that enough. If you don't get them pissed, you'll give them salmonella. So, and then the moment of truth. So Parry, talk us through the ingredients one more time before you neck it.
Orange juice, yes. Advocar, dark rum, and an egg.
And it's an eggy
that
treat.
That sounds like a real cocktail.
Yeah.
It sounds like a real cocktail. An eggy treat. How's it tasting? There's some gagging.
Tom, remember, be cheerful and optimistic. Come on.
Do you know what? Once you get past the clag, there's a smooth finish.
That's what they say about my clitoris.
Oh, no, yes, please.
Please, we enjoyed it. The joke.
That's okay.
That was, all right, so we've got the Little Red Riding Hood of Love and the eggy treat. Okay, very, very strong work from Carrie out there and Tom. Let's talk about Barnsley. Barnsley, what have you got for us?
I feel like she had everything she needed.
What I've got is quite a lot of regret now I know that I've actually got to drink this, but that's all right. Let me do this. Look, I've got a shaker and everything, so we'll do it properly.
Shaker, love it.
So I've got, this is some banana liqueur that my friend bought me about a decade ago from holiday. Still not been opened, so I'm going to open it for this.
You're cracking open the Juanita.
Amazing.
So the Juanita banana liqueur. Oh, shit, I can't open it. Oh, there we go. There it goes. There we are. So we'll have some of that.
You can't beat a dusty holiday liqueur at the back of the cabinet.
That is exactly what that is, right? That's been in the globe for a long time.
It's also what I call my...
And then I've got... I've got some Horlicks, because I'm, I'm in my mid-40s now, guys. I like to get a good night's sleep.
Of course.
So we'll pop in a bit of...
That's actually good, it calms the stomach, doesn't it? It slows the digestion down, it calms the stomach, it helps you to sleep. You'll need that with the Juanita, so they're going to cancel each other out a little bit, but they're working.
I think you need a bit of a pick-me-up, though. I'm a bit worried that's a bit too much of a sleepy mix. So I've got some Nando's Peri Peri sauce.
You are leaning on an open door here, you really are. This is fantastic.
How many is that? That's three, isn't it? So what else
is it
have I got?
Mild? Oh, okay. What? Yeah. How hot
I'm
is the peri peri?
I'm ashamed to say it's lemon and herb, guys. Because I am a pussy.
But it's fruity.
That's going to bring out the banana.
Lemon.
That's right.
Lemon and banana, it all fits, yeah.
So I don't need to slice any lemons because the lemon's already there, you see?
It's in already. Yeah.
I'm thinking. I've got some urban fruit gently baked strawberries. So put a couple of them in.
Baked strawberries. The best way to have a strawberry is to bake it, I always say.
Absolutely. And then I've got the dog treat. There we go.
So it's for the whole family.
Really regretting this now. Little dog gingerbread man is the dog's giving me evils now because I'm not letting him.
I'd say drink that through gritted teeth. Give it a bit of the old hippy.
And then it's all right, guys. It's going to be all right because I've got a nice little.
Oh, a crude glass.
Oh my gosh!
I've got a little.
This is Angela Barnes is somebody who knows how to live.
I'm bloody classy, me, mate.
Oh, there we go. Yes, hang on. Please. There we go.
Very much so.
So that's we're amazing. All set. You ready for? Oh, hang on.
What's it called?
It's called the dog's bananas. There we go.
Oh my god! It's so good.
So good. That's excellent. I feel like
it's viscous, guys. It's proper viscous.
Okay.
I wish this was smell-o-vision.
How are you going? Talk us through the nose of it. Talk us through the nose.
Well, I'm getting at the front of the palate. I'm getting banana. It's there.
It's right.
And a bit of herb, and then I'm getting quite a forceful gagging reflex. is what I'm getting there. But you know, that's not always a bad thing, guys. That's what we know.
Always exactly. Yeah. Okay, you've got the cocktail umbrella in there. Okay, now the moment of truth. Barnsley's going to
bottoms up.
Barnsley's going to drink the dog's bananas.
Hold it down. Well done.
Tastes like a bin.
I really hope there are people doing a drink along at home here because you've got all the ingredients just lying around, guys.
Yeah, of course, that banana
glass. That's a sign of quality.
Look at that. Good legs on that. Yeah. Good legs on that. Okay, so we've had the dog's bananas, we've had the eggy treat, we've had the little red riding hood of love. Clarkie, close up the bar. It's closing time at the bar. What are you Harry's still necking away. I can hear him slurping away. he's still drinking it. He's gone back for seconds. Do you know what? You know, I respect that. That's going to be reflected in the points. The fact that you keep going back to it.
Can't get enough of it.
Yeah. What you do? That's lucky because you've got a whole beaker full of it. Clarkie, talk us through it.
Well, going to kick things off very traditionally with some ice.
Ooh,
I didn't think
smart, yeah.
I always just think of ice as like really cold water.
I think of it like
how bizarre.
I think of it like really hard steam.
Hard steam's what I call my.
Okay, so you've got the ice.
Sambuca.
Oh yes!
Oh, look at that! It's even got a pour on it. So, yes, please.
So at the moment, that is just sambuca with ice. That's not quite a cocktail.
Listen, is it?
We didn't say that when you just poured orange juice, all right? Listen, let Clarkie have his moment, all right? So he's poured it into the NutriBullet container.
Of course, much like Tom, I have to go to the avocado.
It's the basis of all cocktails, really.
Sambuca and avocado.
Buki and Kaka.
Oh yeah,
Buki and Kaka. We know what that is, but something else.
That's what I'm calling it.
That should be the name of this cocktail.
The old Buklarki.
Buklarki. Buklarki. Now you got your name.
Don't. Please don't Google for the instructions of how to make it, guys.
Okay. And then to give a little bit of a kick, some Lucozade.
Oh, original. Oh, hello.
If you're feeling a bit under the weather.
That's going to keep it going.
Yeah. I mean, and
has it reacted?
Go heavy on the Lucozade.
Yeah, has it reacted? Is there some sort of like a reaction going on? Is it sort of bubbling and fizzing?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Is it curdling?
What a drop of Mentos in
there. There was definitely a bit of curdling.
If you drop a Mentos like in that, his flat will blow up.
The trick is he will learn
about volcanoes.
So. yeah, potato, potato.
The trick is with these is to really mix well. So I've got the NutriBullet.
Oh, he's got the NutriBullet.
Hello.
He's actually doing it. I love it. Here we go.
This is commitment.
Oh, no. NutriBullet's not working.
So you keep it analog, mate. That's what you got to do.
That has not worked.
Mate, nature's Nutribullet right there.
Nature's Nutribullet is the wooden spoon, as everyone knows.
Nature's Nutribullet.
That's what I call my nose.
Well,
Clarky's just going to have to give it a bit of the old manual shake.
He's
going to
have to shake it.
Manual shake and then Clarky all over myself, yeah.
Okay, and what are you going to call it? What name are you going to give it, Clarky?
Dark and Shitstormy.
Dark and Shitstormy, okay, love it.
Didn't the Sunday Times give us that review at the weekend? Genuinely dark and shitstormy.
Is it not bad? Is it all right?
It's actually genuinely not that bad.
I was going to say, I feel like that's a winner.
Yeah.
I reckon the Lucozade takes the edge off the Buka, right? So it kind of helps the Buka get through. Yeah.
The Buka really can't, that's the main flavour. But,
I'm really regretting my decision to put a dog treat in.
Yeah, I think that was absolutely mad. I think the idea of like Luca and Buka going together.
Luca and Buka
sounds like it's already okay. So I'm gonna let's work through the recipes again. We had the Little Red Riding Hood of Love, the bananary treat. I'm gonna say for my money a little dry, that it had no liquids in it whatsoever, and it was served in a hood.
I
appreciated the fortune. So for that reason, I'm gonna give it 2 out of 5. So it's 2 out of 5 for that one. The eggy treat, I felt very positive about the eggy treat. I think I'd drink an eggy treat. You know, yeah, I could see myself on a night out drinking an eggy treat. And the fact that you went back to it, I'm going to give that 3.5 out of 5.
Ooh,
we're
going to
give it 3.5 out of 5.
Done, Tom.
The dog's bananas, I was with you all the way until the dog treats. it's no longer vegetarian, so
no marks. Oh no, they're vegetarian dog treats because my dogs are vegetarian.
In which case, then I feel like you're back up to 1.5. No, I'm going to give you 3 out of 5 there, Barnsley. A very, very, very strong showing. But the winner has to be the dark and shitstormy, because it sounds like something I genuinely want to go and make right now. So, Clarky, 4.5 points there, man. Congratulations to Ben Clark.
Well done, Clarky.
So,
and I tell you what,
it's worth breaking the Nutribullet for.
Ice really.
That was the masterstroke.
It turns out, ice in a cocktail.
Ice really makes the difference, doesn't it?
You really got to think ice or a tea bag. It's like.
I mean, it's all very well that Clarky's is the, you know, probably tastes the best, but that's not how the world, that's not how evolution happens, by being safe, guys. Yeah.
I think Barnsley's absolutely right there. We could have all mixed a nice cocktail.
Yeah, that wasn't the challenge. I think outside the box, mate.
Barnsley, you got 3.5 points, all right?
You got
3.5 points for your dog biscuit cocktail. You should be very, very happy, all right? You should be very happy indeed.
Carrie had just basically fixed herself a meal because she's hungry. Like, for the listener who isn't watching this, Carrie had eaten her entire hood during the course of this.
I think she was just... Have the tomato, save that for after you've gone, a bit claggy. And then once you have a tea.
I mean, that hell of a trick if you can eat your own hood, by the way. You can go on the road with that.
Riding hood of love, guys. I think it was harshly judged as being dry.
Let's move.
Actually, tomato gave a lot of juice.
Okay, all right, okay. The points stand, all right? That's how I'm keeping it. Now, if I were to take some rakish Richard Burton charm, mix it with the angelic voice of Charlotte Church and stir it with a leek, I'd undoubtedly come up with the concoction resembling our own Producer Gwyn. Producer Gwyn, you tall drink on a hot day. What are the scores?
Thank you, Matthew.
What a dar, Gwyn.
What a dar.
What a
dar.
What a dar. Yeah, that as well.
There we go. Damn.
Do we even mention Shalad Kumrai?
Oh, that's a shame. Sorry, that was very dismissive of it.
Diok, Nostar.
Gwyn, please, what are the scores? We need them right now.
The scores are Ben and Angela have 17.5 and Tom and Carriott have 10.5.
Ooh! Yay!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Next up, proving that life is sweet when your gob's full of meat, it's Beef Brothers.
Well, sorry, what?
If you've got a problem, if you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And today's one comes from Rich, one of our listeners, who writes, my beef is with a former housemate of 20-plus years, my father. Right, here we go, folks. Finding themselves becoming bored over lockdown, my elderly 82 and 78-year-old parents expressed an interest in watching Bridgerton and The Crown on Netflix. My parents don't have a Netflix account, so I gave them my password and set them up their own profile. The other night, I thought I'd check in on them, see if they'd been watching anything. Turns out that one of them, and I'm not pointing any fingers here, has watched 2.5 episodes of Siffredi Late Night, an Italian language, neither of them speak any Italian, an Italian language reality show where a porn star auditions other porn performers for a porn film. The key word there is porn. I had a curious flick through an episode. Well, whatever you needed to do, mate. Well,
like father, like son.
I had a curious flick through an episode, and it is so, so rude. Should I turn on the parental controls? Have our roles officially reversed? P.S. One great thing is that I bet my dad, and again, not pointing any fingers, is shitting it, as there's now a very noticeable lady's arse first in the queue on the continue watching section. And he sent us the photo, which I think we can bring up here, of the... So there you go. That is now on the continue watching section. Looking forward to him trying to blame that on an internet glitch or something. So... Now, our four panellists are going to come up with a solution for Jonathan's problem. Firstly, would someone like to just describe the image that our viewers can see, but our listeners at home won't be able to see?
Well, I think that's a lovely picture of Timothy Spall. I think that is, isn't it? With the hat on. Lovely. There's the three members of the cast of Bridgerton, which is also very raunchy. Miss Bala next to it, which is a lady in a sexy red dress, also looks like could be a bit of soft porn, which is basically what Bridgerton is. It's soft porn for people who thought Pride and Prejudice didn't go far enough.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
At the end is a bottom with some pants on. Definitely ladies... Definitely a pert bottom. She's not been eating chocolate and crying through lockdown. those of us who've been eating chocolate and crying, there's those of us who've been obsessively working out because that's their way of dealing with it. That's what we're looking at. A workout bum.
All those images are under the phrase continue watching for mum.
Wow.
Oh, it's lovely stuff.
I think
it's lovely stuff. Like the logo is in neon, isn't it?
It's a sexy neon sign. Yeah.
It's a sexy late night cheap sign. Yeah.
I think the very least he could do is go back in and change it to continue watching for mum and dad. I feel like that's the first thing you need to do. Just to not throw mum under the bus. So, let's talk about what is... Rich is our listener here. What is Rich's course of action? Angela, what are your immediate thoughts?
I don't, but I can tell you a little story because you may know this. My dad, God rest his soul, ran a sex shop for a living.
That's right, yes.
So my dad was very liberal. And I can remember when I was about 16 and I had my boyfriend came to my house. We were watching. Do you remember, right? When Sky TV was first a thing and you used to have Television X channel and you'd get the free view until midnight and then it cut off, right? And you just see a few boobs and that was... It was before streaming, guys, you know. And I can remember being at my dad's house with my then boyfriend. We thought we were really naughty. We watched the countdown till the free view goes off at midnight. And the free view did not go off. I was like, oh, my dad subscribes. This is awkward.
It's research, isn't it? It's research.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, so I think, like, what's the worst that can happen on Netflix? Nothing. Right? Like, I'd be happy to know that my parents at that age were still getting a thrill out of something. Do you know what I mean? Like, well, I just can't see what the problem is here. I think you've got to stick up your ass, mate, and just chill out.
Whoa. So's his dad.
There's entitled.
At the very least, a thumb.
So yeah, don't. It's pronounced mum. Just change it to mum and dad. Just let them care. I missed that.
I think that, you know, a very, very strong first answer there, Angela. To be, yeah, just be a bit more liberal.
Yeah, we're all absolutely. Human.
We're all human. That ass is just a human being's ass. We've all got a human being's ass. None of us have got that ass.
I've got one in my freezer.
Should have put it in the cocktail, mate.
Cariad, what are you thinking? What are your immediate thoughts?
Same as Angela. I don't want to be like, you know, rude to this person who's obviously a bit embarrassed, but I'm speaking for myself and Angela, someone who has the privilege of a dad who's alive. I'm like, get over yourself. Your dad's alive.
Getting on the podcast. Yeah, exactly.
Not coming on the podcast with that kind of attitude till he pops his clogs watching porn. Then we can talk about it.
What a way to go.
I feel like, what's your problem? Like, I mean, yeah, it's it's embarrassing, but also what the red flag for me is, why are you checking? I share my Netflix with my mum. I don't check what she watches. It's up to her. She's a grown woman. Well, and occasionally we can't watch My Neighbour Totoro because my mum is still watching The Gambit or Star Trek. And that's fine. But I feel like, why did he go and check? Well, if you don't want to know, don't look.
I think in Rich's defence, he was just checking to see that it, you know, that they actually managed to make it work. Although actually, you've got a family WhatsApp.
Well, hang on.
Send him a message.
Yeah, just phone him, ask him, are you getting on all right?
Checking if his dad can make it work. I mean, he's 82. I mean, he's giving it a good go, isn't he?
I think the age is key here. The age is key. Like, if they were younger, it might be, like, I could see, might be like, oh, I'm embarrassed. But like, 82 and he's still interested. Like,
fair
that man's
play,
got
mate.
Joie de vivre.
When I was nursing, I once walked in on a guy in his 90s in a little side room in a hospital, and I knocked on the door and went in, and he had his old man in his hand. He was in his 90s. I went, oh, I'm really sorry, I'll come back later. And he just went, oh, don't worry, love, I don't know why I bother now, it's only talc that comes out. But it was having a go, and I think that is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, what the day you stop trying is the day you die, isn't it?
Right, exactly.
Everyone is tired of London and tired of waiting.
Have we reached an immediate consensus that this is actually fine, Parry? What are your thoughts on it?
Here's what I think we might be looking at. I think there's another angle
advice,
to this.
Certainly.
Well, there's another angle to this, which is I think Rich might be concerned for his father that he's about to get rumbled by his mother, and I would say the simple response to that is you can flood the continue watchings with other things on your dad's behalf. So I'd say log on as your dad, then bang on a load of innocent Netflix stuff.
I don't like this sexist way of looking at it. How do we know it's not his mum watching it?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
The evidence is there. It says continue on his mum.
If it's his mum as well.
Whatever way you go.
I think they're watching it together. What's this guy's name?
Rich.
Right, Rich. I'm sorry, but your mum and dad are watching it together and they're having a really nice time and you want to spoil it. Shame on you. That's what I say.
Get on Amazon Prime instead and leave them to Netflix.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing, Rich.
You could make another profile for the dad. So you could have, like, say to his mum, oh, there's now because dad's watching some stuff and you might get lost in what you're watching. So you could, if you want to, like, if that's what you're worried about, then mum and dad could have separate profiles.
I feel that's creepier, making a little wank profile for your dad. I think that's...
I know how you can work out who's doing it or not, right? This is how you work it out. Do you remember in The Great Escape when the English guys described themselves as Germans and they thought they'd escaped, and then just as they were getting off the train, the German guard said, have a nice day. And he went, thanks, mate. And he went, ah, you're English.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah.
Learn Italian right? And then when you go round for Sunday dinner and your mom passes you a plate, just say like, buenos dias, mama. And then like, if she replies... If she replies in Italian, then it'll be like, aha!
If she immediately starts sweating and gets a big red blush over a decolletage, you're like, oh yeah, I'm on to you, mate. Sifredi late nights, I know what you're up to, mummy.
Whereas if your dad has suddenly developed, you know, fluid Italian, then I think it's kind
fluid.
Of...
Fluid? Well, that's...
Sorry. That's also the name of my cocktail.
I genuinely thought what you were, when you said the Great Escape, you were going to say just shake it out the bottom of your trousers, and that's a whole other piece of advice.
So, is there a pile of talcum powder in the front room?
Clarkie. How do you feel about this this whole?
I'd actually say I got quite a different tack here because I share and I think first of all I think it's disgusting and they shouldn't do it. And the second reason for this is I share a Netflix account with my parents, and the third reason for this is they are watching. I just want to make sure that I absolutely just let them know unacceptable behaviour. I haven't checked.
But let's recommend Bridgerton. I'd recommend Bridgerton. Alan Louise Bridgerton. I couldn't recommend it enough. Get amongst it.
Oh, yeah. From episode 3, really. Just start there. That's when it kicks off.
It's really, yeah, it's raunchy.
I was going to say.
You guys know that there's porn, right? Like, it's free.
Yeah, Bridgerton is free. Bridgerton is free. Hang on,
sorry. Angela, are you talking to Ben's mum and dad now?
Carry on.
If you get stuck
and you don't want to talk to Ben, drop me a line. Or is it Alan and Louise? Drop me a line, I'll talk you through it. It's fine, it's easy. Once you've got it, it's easy.
Wow.
Is that all right, Ben?
Ben, I mean, Ben's gone very uncomfortable, hasn't he?
So as far as I can see, we've got three options here. Number one, it's fine. Number two, make a separate profile for your dad for him to have a jostle to, or your mum, should it be. And number three, Clarkie's parents should contact Angela for porn. So those are our three options. So I think let's do this the way we normally do it. We're going to stick it up on the Twitter because I can't make the call myself because... Doctor, I am Sifredi. So instead, I call upon our live...
They should immediately stop watching it.
I call upon our live internet audience. Go to our profile on Twitter. It's at Pappy's Tweet. Our pinned tweet will let you vote for who you think should win. So was it... I'm guessing it's Carriad and Angela with It's Totally Fine.
It's fine.
Harry with a separate profile. And Ben, which is, of course, get Ben's parents to contact Barnsley. I'm not sure how that became Ben's option, but that's what it is anyway.
Weird that was Ben's option.
My dad's just text me.
So has he? What's he said?
He said, hey, leave me out of this.
It's all right, I'll just talk to your mum. It's fine.
Leave me out of this, brackets. Give Angela my number.
Bridgerton. Just go for Bridgerton. It's so easy. Go. Start there.
I'm going to close the voting now. Thank you to everyone who voted over at Pappy's Tweet. Whose beef advice is best? We had embrace it. We had separate profile. We had parent porn tutorial. I can tell you now, separate profile got 6% of the vote. Parent porn tutorial got 43% of the vote, but with 51% of the vote, embrace it. So I believe Barnsley and Carrier get a point each there. Congratulations.
Yay. Embrace it. Don't worry about it. He's 82. You've got both parents alive. My God, let them live and have sex.
Absolutely. Enjoy themselves. Next up, it's the Great Wooden Staircase we call the Quickfire Round, and what better soundtrack to lull us to sleep than those soporific songbirds Tom and Ben with the Quickfire Round jingle. Let's hear it.
This is the Quickfire Round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's funny that it tends to have a long introduction.
Ooh, yeah, that is funny.
It has a long introduction that goes on really long. I say it's funny, at least we think it's funny. There are some people who might think that it is messy and upsetting. Ooh, who would think that? Stephen Armstrong of the Times, for example,
guys,
might find it genuinely upsetting. I guess you don't know how people are gonna react these days. Some people may get upset by what we do. I guess if that's the case, don't write it in a national newspaper. It's not great publicity. Just keep your thoughts to yourself, mate. Don't pop it in your column. I spent the day thinking maybe his phone corrected it. Maybe he was going to say uplifting or engaging, and the phone just changed it.
Ooh, I think he found it upsetting.
In that case, stop writing your columns on your phone or proofread before you send it. Anyway, enough about that. Let's get into it. Here's the genuinely messy and always upsetting quick fire round.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful work there from Parry and Clarkey.
Never reviewed by the Times ever again.
Yes, this is the quickfire round, and as our show is about making the bed, I'm going to ask our players to give their answers with a yawn. Now, we practiced this before, and this is quite tricky because there's a caveat to this. Already. However,
it's pronounced caveat.
If they there's a caveat to this. If if they yawn at any other point during this round, they lose one of these coveted points. It could even be one of the 2 points I gave Angela and Carriaz for Beef Brothers. That's the kind of points I'm talking about.
Can I just say that during that jingle, Ben Clark's mum totally just followed me on Twitter.
Louise.
I mean, Louise Clark from the West Midlands. That's got to be your mum,
yeah,
right?
Yes, 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 yes.
Sliding into your DMs.
We'll have a chat.
Slide in.
Beautiful.
Oh, absolute scene.
So good. So good. Clarky looks mortified.
He looks so upset.
This is supposed to be a safe space for me.
Clarky's dad texts, leave me out of this. Clarky's mum, go straight to the source. Deal me into this.
Deal me in.
Okay, so instead of buzzers, I'd like you to yawn your first names, Tom and Carriad.
Oh, Tom.
Carriad.
Very good. Ben and Angela.
Oh,
Ben.
Right, yeah. Okay, Parry. I'm not going to count that long because we
Parry,
haven't started yet.
It's really hard.
Parry, come
really
on.
Hard.
Remember the rules, guys. Yawn with an answer, tiny dancer. Yawn on its own, it's a point you've thrown. Away. Let's get cracking. What was Natalie Imbruglia's biggest hit? Okay, I think Carriad yawned first there. So, Carriad, please.
Torn.
Can I have it with a yawn, please?
Oh, sorry. Torn.
Beautiful. In the Chronicles of Narnia, what sort of creature is Mr. Tumnus?
Carriad.
I think Tom was just first there.
A fawn
is correct. Barnsley, hands down. I can see you moving your hand towards your mouth. I can see. I know all the tricks. What's the most numerous... I'm going to count that as the end of your answer, Parry. What's the most numerous piece in a game of chess?
Ben.
Carriad.
Pawn.
Pawn is correct. Name the zombie movie starring Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
Tom.
Tom.
Sure.
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead is correct. The grass in a garden is often referred to as what?
Tom!
I think Angela was there.
Lawn
is correct. Got a gorgeous singing voice. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, Barnsley. Right on the edge there. Name the Kellogg cereal with a rooster on the box.
Tom. Ben.
Tom.
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes is correct. That was beautiful, Tom. Name the second album by Oasis.
Tom.
Ben. Tom.
What's the story, Morning Glory?
Barnsley? Oh, Barnsley?
I've suppressed it.
She reserved it. She fired it back down. Carrie, I'd move that hand away. Name a type of edible crustacean similar to shrimps. I think that was just Clarkie there.
Prawn
is correct.
It was.
In which Oliver Stone movie did Tom Cruise play a Vietnam vet?
Tom. Born on the 4th of July.
Is correct. A brown owl is sometimes known as a...
Angelo
is just... This is really fucking weird now. Name the longtime comedic partner to Jennifer Saunders.
Carrie-Anne.
Wait.
Oh, that was really genuine. I really enjoyed that. A pastry cone filled with cream and fruit is often known as what?
Angela.
Horn of Plenty. That is correct. A shield.
Also, what she calls her.
What I call your dad.
After you finish your tutorial with him.
Oh my god. A shield with WB inside is the logo of which film production company? Warner Brothers is correct. If something is no longer here, it is
Tom passed away on briefcase.
I'm afraid that's not the answer I was looking for. I was looking, of course, for Gorn. And so is this round. It's the end of the game. So before we hear the final scores,
Oh, can I yawn now?
I'm going to allow you all one yawn. Fucking hell.
That was so hard.
But before
my jaws hurt.
Before we find out the final scores, Carriad and Angela, anything to plug? Now, Carriad, I believe we haven't talked about it so far. You've got a podcast.
It's an A-lister podcast where I host the Griefcast, where I interview comedians and various other people about their experiences of grief and death, and it is cheerier than it sounds. Sorry, still people. Yep.
Thank you very much. It's
coming soon, Angela Barnes.
Coming soon. Yeah. Angela Barnes. You can already listen to Tom Parry, Ben, Matt. Let me know when the worst happens.
When Angela kills off my dad with all her with her porn recommendations.
Then you can both porn come on, actually. Death. Yeah, Ben and you. One. That'd be really good. Because we've not covered death by porn, and I really want to cover as many griefs as possible. So,
yes. Have you ever had the bereaved and the murderer at the same time? That's always it's a different dynamic, isn't it? You've got to open it up.
It's
all valid. It's all valid.
All grief is valid. There's no grief hierarchy. That's a big thing we talk about. So that would be welcome.
Angela, apart from the hard work you're going to be doing, and hard is the operative word with Clarkie's parents, what?
Well, apart from my online porn tutorials, I do have a podcast. I've got a podcast that I do with the very funny John O'Farrell, and we do a podcast called We Are History, and it's us being silly about history, basically. So,
great.
Have a look at that. We Are History Pod. Right.
I thought We Are History was a podcast about Pappy's career.
We're always working. We can come on. Let us on your podcast. We'll chat about it.
Chat about 2009.
Ours is actually called Briefcast.
Mine's called We Are History. It's actually about Clarkie's parents' marriage.
I think the marriage is going to be strengthened, Angela.
I think it is actually. Yeah, you're right. I'm doing my best for their marriage.
Don't you worry. If this continues,
the bonds are going to be really strong.
The handcuffs are going to be really strong.
Ben Clark has left the conversation.
Gonna be a lot of dark and shit stormy drank tonight. Drinking to forget.
Well, I'd like to thank, of course, everyone watching, including Clarky's parents, if they are still watching, if they're not flooding your DMs at the moment. You know. happy birthday
flooding
to Sophie.
Flooding being the operative word, Matthew.
Yes, flooding would be the key word. Happy birthday to Sophie. And as always, check out our Patreon, patreon.com / Pappy's Flatshare. There's lots of bonus stuff on there. If you're a fan of the podcast and want to help the podcast out, that is a great way to do it. We get some cash. You get 3 bonus episodes every single week. Or if you don't
want to...
3, exactly. Or if you don't want to do that, why not get a ticket to watch a live show? The next one is on March the 25th with Susie Ruffle and Rachel Paris. It's going to be a hell of a show.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll really, be amazing.
Really, yes. Really strong lineup there.
Tickets, did I know about that?
You did know about it, yes. You did know about that, Tom. And do you want to do
that? Some proper A-listers on that
yeah,
one.
Rachel and Susie. Did you WhatsApp them? Or did you go for agents?
Yeah. I went direct. It's always funny, though, to read out the date of a Pappy's podcast and see Parry pick up his diary and go, oh, yep, no, I did write that down first time. Search Pappy's Flat Share on eventbrite.co.uk or check out our Twitter or Facebook for links. If you can't join the Patreon, you can't watch a live show, or you can't follow us on social media, then just leave us a review on iTunes and recommend the podcast to your friends. It all helps. So this is the moment of truth. Producer Gwyn, let us hear the final scores, please.
It is close.
It's close.
Love what?
Ben and Angela have 22.5.
No.
Forget. No
Tom
way.
Tom and Harriet have 20.5. So
oh!
close.
And Angela the winners.
So Tom and Carriad have to make the bed, whilst Ben and Angela get to lie in it with me.
Get in it with Ben, Mum and Dad.
I guess I may have lost tonight, but my parents aren't being recommended a whole load of porn. So sometimes when you lose, I guess you really win.
Yeah.
It's sex swings and roundabouts, isn't it?
Sex swings and roundabouts.
Oh, sorry, Clarky. Thank you. Lovely. Sex swings and roundabouts. Oh, my God.
That's a podcast I'm going to do. Hang on. Yeah.
Thank you so much to our guests, Angela Barnes and Carriad Lloyd. We have been Pappies. We'll see you next time on Flatshare Slam Down. Pappies Flatshare Slam Down featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Angela Barnes and Carriad Lloyd. It was devised by Pappies and Ben Walker. Technical expertise was by Emma Corsham with help from Gwyn Rhys-Davies. It was produced by Emma Corsham. Big thanks to everyone who watched the show live, to Zoom and YouTube for hosting us. Look, Mum, we're on the internet. I'm not talking to Clarky's parents, obviously. They're obviously on the internet. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown is a Secret News production for Acast and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye. Yeah.
Well, there we go. A festival of fun, that one was.
It really, a Leicester Comedy Festival of fun. And thanks to all the people at Leicester Comedy Festival, especially to Colin, who was the promoter for that show, who I didn't thank in the main show, but did a sterling job of getting a few more eyes on that show, which was really, it was a great one.
A lot of people got in touch who watched on YouTube afterwards saying it was their favourite one
for
lockdown.
Well, of course.
And I can't help but think a part of that was the atmosphere, the unique atmosphere created by the Leicester Comedy Festival.
That's
it's
true.
It's
yeah.
just what they do. You know, they're renowned for setting a good gig.
Well,
you know?
Of course we had massive celebrity Carriad Lloyd as well, which really helped.
Of course. I mean, that was part of it. You know, let's not forget, we had possibly the biggest name, not just in podcasting, but in the world, Carriad
Lloyd. This is going to blow your mind, actually, you guys, because you both know I had some wallpaper done today. And I was chatting to the guy.
Yeah.
And the last person he'd done before me, Carriad Lloyd.
Yeah, really? That's insane, actually. That is a thing. It always seems to happen. Whenever you have workmen round, they've always just done someone who works in the business. The guy who was redesigning our porch had just done Blake Harrison from The Inbetweeners.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad at all. Couldn't remember his name. Took ages. Couldn't remember the name of the show. Didn't really know what the show was. Took ages describing it in a really roundabout way. And then eventually looked up his name, and it turns out Blake Harrison isn't his real name. So it didn't help us out anymore. We got there in the end. But still.
I feel a bit cheated now because I had a plumber the other day and he didn't drop one
did you
name.
Ask it, though? You got to ask. He probably had an absolute belter in his back pocket.
Done any podcasters lately? I mean, it's basically down this end of the way, it's Wozniak or bust, isn't it? As Wozniak's toilet blocked? No, okay. Bye.
Course it hasn't. He's a smooth-piped man.
Oh, yeah. Done any podcasters lately? Anyway, come and join us for the next record, which is on that date that Crosby said.
25th of March. See you there. Eventbrite.co.uk. Join the Patreon as well, folks. It really is. Tom, you were saying this the other day that your wife, who doesn't listen to the Patreon, had no idea about all the great stuff on the Patreon.
I know. She's a big listener to the Tuesday record, so the Tuesday podcasts. She doesn't really get on board with the Patreon, and she should. Jane, if you're listening... Hop on board.
This is good advertising. We can't even sell it to our own other halves.
Well, you make a very good point, Matthew. Come on, Jane, you skinflint. Have a listen. Support your husband. I'm out here doing this for us. Come on, mate. Flipping heck. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up, Matthew. And anyone else?
In fact, you know, he's not a member of the of the Patreon.
Oh,
my wife Charlotte.
No.
Oh well,
can you believe it? Charlie's not a member. God.
Come on, Charlotte. Believe it. Put your hand in your pocket. Support
come
your
on,
husband.
Come on, mate. Come
we're
on.
Out here, we're doing this for you. Come on.
Most of the people on the Patreon, I don't think I'm telling tales outside of school. Total strangers to me, but my own flesh and blood.
Hold on. Hang on, what, you related to your wife? Anyway.
I should say, I'm not related to my wife, but my own family. I am related to her in that sense.
anyway, the long and short of it is...
Let's not put that rumour about. Look, two things we need to know. Wozniak's toilet is not blocked, and I am not fucking my sister.
They've got the same surname. I mean, it's there for a reason. What else? How else could it have happened?
Can I just say, right, if you are still listening to this episode right now, you should absolutely join the Patreon, because this is the kind of chat you expect on the Patreon. I mean, the people who haven't... If you've listened to this point and you still haven't joined the Patreon, you're cutting off your nose to spite your ear canal. Anyway, let's get out. Listen to the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Call. Thank you for listening.
It's patreon.com/PappySplatShow, by the way.
There you go. It was produced by Emma Corsham. Corsham team. And took place at the Leicester Comedy Festival. Cheers,
hooray,
everyone!
For Leicester!
Hooray! Bye!
Bye!
Please be upstanding, please be upstanding. Dubba 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 dub. Please be upstanding for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call.
Nubba dubba dub dub, nubba dubba dub, nubba dub dub, dubba dub, nubba dubba dub.
Everybody nubba dub into town. I once nubba dubbed on David Brown.
Oh, poor David.
Everybody nubba dub on the hour. I once nubba dubbed on a girl called Jean Power.
Nubba dub dub dub.
Everyone nubba dub on a foal. I once nubba dubbed in the forest with Mariska Roll.
Nubba dub
in the forest. It was a crucial detail that had to be contained within the sentence, despite the fact that it made it difficult to scan.
Nubba dubba dub in the forest. I used a funnel. Nubba dub dub with Justin McDonald.
Oh, nubba dubba dub, with that funnel I was able to feed the lovely man, which I called it John Reed.
Nubba dubba dubba dub, dub. I stole the funnel cause I'm a crook, and I nubba dub 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 gave it to Hannah Brooke in the forest.
Hannah Brooke, nubba dub.
I arrested the crook, nubba dub dub, and put him in jail for trying. Yes, your name is nubba dub, Alf. Lions.
Well, okay, that's not fair on E for Lions there, is it at all?
That was an absolute hand grenade coming my way at that speed.
I believe it's Ether.
I felt like Travolta at the Oscars.
The wickedly talented Lions.
Nubba dubba dub dub nubba dubba
dub nubba dubba dub nubba dubba dub nubba dubba dubba dub. It's Aoife Lyons. I'll say it again. I'll also say the name of Ben. Nubba dubba dub in the forest, my friend.
Nubba dubba dub dub nubba dubba dub. Look at that over there. It's Adam Young, man.
Nubba dubba dub dub nubba dubba dub. Watching the films of Clint Eastwood. Nubba dubba dub nubba dubba dub. Yes, it's Jonathan Eastwood.
Oh, gorgeous. It's worthy of Lou Reed, that, rhyming a word with itself. Oh, nobba dobba 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 dob dob dob. I will show you my tiny ass. I've already showed it to Charlie Mass in the forest. Nobba dob dob.
Nobba dobba dob dob. Look at my nobba dob dob. It is still unfurling. Look at that. It's Samuel Sterling.
Nobba dobba dob. My knob is smelly. Nobba dobba dob. So is Thomas Kelly.
Oh, nubba dubba dub, oh no, oh no. A nubba dubba dub, I ran over your knob with my car, and I was driving with Jan Krumkmar. I mean, that's a hospital pass as well. How would you pronounce that?
Oh, no.
Krukmar?
Krukmar. Yeah.
Jan Krukmar in my car, nubba dubba dub, we're going real far.
Nubba dubba dub. How on earth am I supposed to pronounce this? Nubba dubba dub dub. Sean Crosby, what kind of a fucking surname is that? Nubba dubba dub. Nubba dubba dub.
Nubba dubba dub in the forest, so true.
When you see the forest, you'll say wowza, nubba dubba dub, and look at Christopher Sousa. Nubba dubba dub dub.
Oh, when you're in the forest, don't go alone. And when you're in the forest, go with home. Nobba dob dob, nobba dob dob dob.
Nobba dobba dob dob, look over there, it's Gene Higgins.
Nobba dobba 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 dob in the forest. Child of the forest, Gene Higgins.
I can't afford to buy this forest, no, I am only renting. Nobba dobba dob, nobba dobba dobba dob, I've also kissed Tom Denton.
Oh, nubba dubba dub, nubba dubba dubba dub. Have I shown you my ass? It's very small. Nubba dubba dub, nubba dubba dub. I've already shown it to dear old Paul. Nubba dubba 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 dub in the forest. Nubba dubba 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 dub in the glade.
Nubba dubba dubba dub dub dub. Nubba dub in the bush.
Nubba dub dub by a shrub.
I'm nubba dubba dubbing all the way over to Boulogne. And nubba dubba dub, look at this. It is Richard Gascoigne.
Nubba dubba dub, nubba dubba dubba dub. I've got some news that I want to herald. Yes, the news is Crosby's ass is really small. Tell Stephen Fitzgerald.
Oh, nubba dubba dub, please spread the word. Just like I spread my tiny cheeks. Nubba dubba dub, would you come with me? And I will take you all the way to Greece. Nubba dubba dub, I'll be there. I've been there before and I've been there again. And I'll show you some more. Nubba dubba dub, and don't you forget that I'm with Alice Watson, lest we regret. Oh, nubba dubba 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 dub. Nubba dubba dubba dub. This is a good one for Clarky. Nubba dubba dub.
Nubba dubba dub. An entire sentence. Nubba dubba 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 dub. Meet Rimmer. I barely knew her.
Okay. Right, so you've included
the word meat's got it.
Well, you've got the word meat in there as well.
Nubba dubba dub, nubba dubba dub dub in the forest. Meat and Carswell and Crosby's tiny ass with a nubba dubba dub and a fare thee well. And that
fare thee well, my merry true love. And that is the end of the Patreon neighborhood watch roll call.
Nubba dubba dub, nubba dubba dubba dub, a fading out.
Nubba dubba dubba dub. Get out of my forest, you bastards.
And back with feeling. Nubba dubba dubba dubba
dubba dubba dubba dubba dubba dubba dubba.
We hadn't left, we were hiding under a bush under Crosby's tiny tush.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.